In the old days, DJs were people who played music by other artists. Now there's also a breed of DJs who make music of their own. Nzinga Moore reports on this evolving art form.
Now you. No. Now you. Now you be a DJ.
Scratch DJs or turntablists aren't your typical musicians. Their instruments don't have strings and can't be tuned. Instead, they use two turntables and records ranging from Mozart to LL Cool J.
Say you play a record and it's a drum track, and you play it and it sounds like this.
Richard Kiedves, known to most as DJ Qbert, is a DJ who uses the turntable to create music.
Needle on and it plays and it's like poof, 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 poof. So you can move it forward. It'd be like poof, poof, poof. And then you can move towards the snare and hit that poof, poof, poof. And you can move it backwards or for the snare, and you can kind of just play with both and it would sound like.
What defines this music is the scratch. The scratch is simply taking your hand, placing it on a record, and moving the record back and forth. It may sound like an accident, and in fact, that's how it started. In the Bronx during the summer of 1975, 13-year-old Theodore Livingston, today called Grand Wizard Theodore, accidentally invented the scratch while listening to music using two turntables. He says it was his mother's fault.
I had always practiced a lot, and I was playing the music too loud in the house. So my mother, you know, was banging on the door, and then she finally opened the door, and I cut the music down. But the record was still playing in the headset that I had on. One record was playing, and the other, I was holding the other record with my left hand. Talking to my mother through the door, she was like screaming at me, you know, turn the music down or turn it off. And then when she left the room, I found that I was still moving the record back and forth while the other record was playing.
Livingston thought scratching one record while playing another could create a unique sound that would set him apart from other DJs. And in fact, he was right. At parties, he moved from the background to center stage.
It actually electrified the crowd. And as time went by, people identified with it. They would hear about Theodore, you know, scratching a record. So everybody would come to the party just to hear the different style. Some people would stop and walk up to the turntables trying to see what was going on. And other people in the party would just start going crazy and dancing and having a good time, listening to something new.
Scratching grew into one of the basic elements of hip-hop, a type of urban music, and it's become its own art form. DJs like Qbert are producing their own albums. He says he gets his creative inspirations from musicians such as Jimi Hendrix and Miles Davis.
There's like styles when you're scratching, it's like, and you can just go on forever like that. But let's say like the Miles Davis style would be. You know, kind of like more trying to tell a story with scratching or something.
Through his music, Qbert has become financially successful. He owns two homes, one for himself and one for his parents. And he even has a studio in Hawaii where he likes to invite DJs from all over the world. Journalist and radio DJ Billy Jam is writing a book about Qbert.
He is probably the global ambassador of the DJ as turntablist.
Billy Jam says turntablism is sort of like the beginnings of punk rock.
It's like any sound. It's like the way punk rock or grunge, you know, took Nirvana to kind of open the door years and years after punk rock had been around. Once people's ears become accustomed to it, then they're open to it.
Getting accustomed to the music will take some time. But already, DJs like Qbert are bringing innovative styles to the public. Through commercials, movies, and even video games, scratch DJs are hoping their music will gain more recognition as a distinct style of music. For NPR News, I'm Nzinga Moore.